Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Chasing Fantasy Over Legacy, Finding Biblical Principles. What does that mean to you? We all have fantasies, dreams, wishes, and goals, but what are the godly principles to guide you along life's road? I often wonder what my principles and moral filter look like as I navigated each of them over my life. Honestly, in retrospect, I don't recall a high-level intentionality shifting them through a godly filter or legacy. Rather, I think it was more my own fantasy of what I wanted and desired at that moment that often led me through many undesirable seasons of disappointment, bad habits, friends, and rotten roots that didn't die easily, while some still live within me. Biblical principles come from the great law of love. The law of love means Christians are to show love to God and others and themselves because God loves them. How do you know if your intentions are flawed? Pastor Hal Mayer gave a sermon recently that gave a heavy slant to dating, but I think that his principles go far beyond that. We have good intentions to cover many different areas of life. It's far easier to choose good intentions than a God-filtered legacy. So in effect, we're choosing fantasy, our ever-changing emotions and desires over a God-centered legacy of His standards, principles, morality, and character, all wrapped up in the love of Christ. In our fantasy, we simply follow our fleshly wants and desires. An easy walk, no thinking required, a feel-good movie, person, easy acceptance, a forbidden fruit that's easy to enter because of a particular friend or upbringing. God's way to legacy is a narrow path that requires obedience, faithfulness, unselfishness, sacrifice, holding out for God's best versus settling for the easier, more traveled road. So how do we know our intentions are flawed in dating? Well, we go after the big moments over someone we can build a legacy with. We taste the emotion without paying attention to the spiritual red flags. Fantasy looks for the moment. A legacy builds the foundation of a secure, godly future. We do that with our health, relationships, dating, marriage, casual friends, co-workers, work, our pastimes, passions, sports, and TV. The truth is, the fantasy and legacy principle applies to all of these and everything else. So what happens when we build our house and our life on sand? Why do we repeatedly choose to experience an unfiltered life for ourselves instead of listening to wise counsel? The truth is, we aren't listening to the right people around us that love us. We need to take a step back and let those godly people and God's standard back into our lives. In dating, we too often look to fill a void and not a godly spouse. We know that because our standards are constantly relaxed. You lower your standards to go out with this person in dating or selecting the correct friends. Legacy is the principle of living in every area of our lives and not just dating. Unhealthy attracts unhealthy. You ask them more to go to your house, to eat, to the beach, than to church. Bottom line, are you looking for someone to walk with or to carry spiritually? The problem is, we aren't looking at or filtering godly principles. The only answer is to let God renew our minds and our hearts. Renewal doesn't happen with a prayer, a commitment, or a promise. Renewal is a process that takes time. Sometimes it takes a lifetime. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Without renewal or actions, they will never change. Proverbs 26:11, as when a dog goes to his own vomit and becomes abominable, so is a fool who returns to his wickedness, to his own sin. If we choose not to spend time in renewal, we will always return to the same practice over and over again. So what do you look for in a potential friend, companion, or spouse? Someone devoted to God, not just excited about Him? 1 Corinthians 4:7 says, "Or who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that you didn't receive?" Now, if thou didn't receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou had not received it? Look, we're not looking for perfection, but progress. We're looking for people who have a heart for serving others. That's what maturity is. We're called to do what God wants us to do and move forward. In that, we'll discover His eternal promises of peace, joy, strength, love, and forgiveness. John 15:13 says it clearly, "Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Finally, we are looking for someone, friends and acquaintances who have a godly community. We need a community to show us the truth. It should be you and me with the church against the world. Proverbs 18:1. Whoever isolates himself pursues selfish ends. He resists all sound advice. He that separateth himself seeks his own desire. We need to be running after our legacy and foundation with God. And look next to you for our partners and friends that comprise that critical inner circle of conscience, support, and faith. We need to be running after our legacy in foundation with God and look next to you for your partners. Each of us needs to be looking for someone, a group, a community, who is going at the same pace, not just the same distance. We should all be looking intentionally for someone, and more than that, a group and community and family to finish the race with. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.